いやだなってすごく。في هذا المسجد before we begin ذكر إن شاء الله we try to continue تفسير سورة النصر. And before that, I would like to explain a little bit about Salatul Shafa or Salatul Witr. In some school of thought, they pray Salatul Witr three rak'ats together, according to the Hanafi school of thought, and they make Dua al-Kunut at the end. In the Shafi'i school of thought, which mainly in Middle East countries, they do it two raka'at, and the last raka'at they do it separate and without dua al-kunut, because they do dua al-kunut in Fajr time. Fajr prayer, the Shafi'i school of thought, they do dua al-kunut there. Hanafi school of thought, they do three raka'at of witr, and at the end they do dua al-kunut. And you cannot please everyone. If you pray two raka'at and one raka'at, some people they say why. And if you pray three raka'at, some people they say why. So in any case, both of them are accepted. Whatever, which one you choose and you pray, it is accepted. That is only an explanation, because some people mentioned to me what happened to dua al-kunut. And we are better to explain to them, to tell them that this is the Shafi'i school, they don't do dua al-kunut. Hanafi school and Hanbali school, they do dua al-kunut in the witr. Shafi'i school, they do dua al-kunut in Fajr time. Allah, Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nawaitul arba'in, nawaitul i'tikaf, nawaitul khalwa, nawaitul uzra, nawaitul riyadha, nawaitul suluk lillahi ta'ala al-azim fi hadha al-masjid. I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmud to recite Surah Al-Nasr another time, and we will continue from where we left last time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. تفسير the surah of An-Nasr, Surah An-Nasr. Like any other surah, you can speak on it for hours and volumes and never end. Kalamullah never ends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words never end. And Allah mentioned, if water were ink and trees were pen, Allah, words never end, but water will end, ink will end, and pen will end. And we try to be as much as possible summarizing, or else we will go into hours and hours of explanation. We have explained last time إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and we have explained وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, that, O Muhammad, you are going to see people are entering في ملة الإسلام, into Allah's religion. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. To Allah, religion is Islam. You are going to see that people are entering into Islam in masses. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You are going to see them entering أفواجا. أفواجا means in huge groups. Before Prophet ﷺ came to Mecca successfully, people were entering into Islam, one here, one there, one here, one there, one person from a tribe, one person from another tribe. But when he came to Mecca after 23 years back, Allah revealed that surah to him, saying, Ya Muhammad ﷺ, you are going to see people entering into masses, into Islam in masses, in groups. And that is the guidance coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is guiding them. It is said that, according to Abu Umar ibn Abdul Barr, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that surah, and all sahaba said that, that after that surah he didn't live a long time. He lived, let's say, few days means from not too many, not even exceeding 70-80 days. He said not one person was left in Mecca didn't enter Islam. Everyone was entering Islam. No one was left behind. Who gave them that guidance? They were enemy to Prophet. And as soon as he entered to Kaaba, everyone entered Islam. Must be something in that Kaaba that making people attracted. When the light comes, Haqq comes, Zahir goes. When there were idols in Kaaba, battle was there. It was these idols, these satanic statues were preventing people from entering into Islam. When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Mecca successfully, first he went to Kaaba, opened the door, all these idols were thrown out, and he prayed 8 raka'at. That was the like a key, a secret code, a secret key. He prayed 8 raka'at inside Kaaba. And some scholars, they say it is 8 raka'at of Salatul Duha. And some, they say it's 4 raka'at of Salatul Duha and 4 raka'at thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salatul shukr. As soon as he prayed, masses coming and giving bay'ah and entering into Islam. That is the holy, divine light. When it comes, it changes everything. Like in Ashabul Fil, when the people of the elephant came, Abraha came to destroy Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him and kept Kaaba. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca, Allah destroyed kufr and brought people into Islam. Ya Muhammad, when this happened, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. When you are going to see, and you are surely going to see, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ, you are surely going to see that they are entering in groups and masses, At that time, what you have to do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهِ means when you say to something subhanallah, what that mean? When you see something very astonishing, very surprising, magnificent, what you say? Subhanallah. What you say?
Subhanallah.
Ah. What you say in English? There is a word for it. Huh? Wow. You don't know? Huh? What you say?
Wow.
Wow, no meaning. They say, what they say? You? You say that? You say, wow. Huh? They say, wow. In English has no meaning. Means they are so surprised of that something great. Islamically, in Islam, what you say, Subhanallah, means so great, you cannot imagine. Means, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you are going to see when Allah's help comes and you are going to conquer back what they took from you, Makkah, and to take back Kaaba, you are going to see something cannot be imagined. People are entering into Islam in thousands. Not thinking anymore. That attraction, holy attraction of Kaaba and holy attraction that I dressed you with it, with that blessings that I bestowed on you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people are going to be attracted and entering into Islam without any question. When you see that, what you are going to say? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Say, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah wa bihamdi. Means, Subhanallah, glory to Allah. Bihamdi, praise and praise to Him and praise Him. Glorify Him of His greatness. And when you glorify, what you say? Alhamdulillah, shukran ya Rabbi. Praise be to you. We glorify you and praise you. Like the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha is what? Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. So glorify comes first, praise comes second. And suddenly you are entering and seeing something very miraculous, you say Subhanallah. And then when you say Subhanallah, you know it is from Allah what you say? Alhamdulillah. So when you say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, you see yourself what? Very small. In front of this greatness of Allah's signs, what you are becoming? Like an ant to an elephant. Nothing. So when you are nothing, you remember that, oh Allah, I am nothing. How I was proud of myself. How I was arrogant. How I was stubborn. How I was rooster. How I was peacock. How I was a snake. How I was a tiger. A lion. How I was able to raise my head in your presence, Ya Allah, because your presence is everywhere. So what I have to do? When you see yourself so much involved in bad amal, in Allah's greatness, what you do? You repent. Is that? You repent or not? So what Allah said to Sayyidina Muhammad? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ and repent. Glorify Him, praise Him, then you know how much you need to come back to me. فَاسْتَغْفِرْ, repent. Is that to Prophet Allah saying to him, فَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ, repent. What you think about us? When you become old, you begin to think, oh, I spent my life running after here and there, running after dunya, trying to build more and more success for myself, trying to do this and trying to do that, and now everything is ending. So what you do, if people, they are sick, some people, they are sick, they have, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure them and save us from that diseases, all these diseases. Some people, they tell them, you have cancer, you cannot live more than 2 months or 3 months. What do you think they will do? Though in these 3 months or 6 months, what they do? Say, don't know, all of you dumb?
Pray.
Ah. They do what?
Pray.
More than praying, what they do? They repent. They repent because they know finish. Their life is ending. So when that surah came, Sahaba began to cry. All Sahaba were crying. They realized that when Allah said to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when his help, Nasr, his victory comes, and you see people entering into Islam, glorify your Lord, praise Him, and repent. Means, Ya Muhammad, the Sahaba understood, they are clever, not like us, dumb, no mind. They understood that Prophet is going, passing away. Because at the last years of your age, what you do? Always you repent. Remember that finish, your life is ending. So the best to do is to repent. So Sahaba realized that Prophet ﷺ is leaving them. So they begin to cry. Allah, Allah. Al-Imam As-Suhayli, one of the biggest imam in Islam, said that the secret of merging or bringing together, glorifying and praising by saying فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify Him and praise Him, bringing them together, is an indication to the holy verse that Allah said in it, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَ بِسَيْءٍ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. صدق الله العظيم.
You heard at the end of the ayah, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. He mentioned another time there that he is, if you repent, he will forgive you. At the end of وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Verily everything glorify and praise Him. Allah is saying everything in this world, in this universe, even if it is small, is praising and glorifying Him. يُسَبِّحُ, glorifying and praising. Anything, smallest atom particle, mountains, trees, birds, living and non-living, they are glorifying and praising. And when you glorify and praise, what you are going to expect? Repentance, and Allah will forgive you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمَ الْغَفُورَ, is going to be patient on you. You are glorifying and praising, and He is patient. As long as you are glorifying and praising, don't forget, Sayyidina Muhammad, when that surah came to him, he was reciting Subhanallah every day. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, bihamdi, Subhanallah, Adim, Astaghfirullah. Always glorifying Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then saying Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah the most forgiver. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one knows Him. To know Him, you have to know His knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Gnostics or seekers or knowers, they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His essence cannot be known. Secret. But what can be known is through His names and beautiful attributes and names. So the beautiful names and attributes describe the essence. So here Allah is describing to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Muhammad, glorify me through praising and repentance to me. No one can know my essence, Zatullah, His essence. No one is impossible to know it. So you can understand how much great I am through glorifying and praising. When you glorify and praise, you repent. And when you repent, you are coming back to me. When someone we say, irja' ila Allah, means go back to Allah. You don't say this? Means when someone is running after dunya so much and after his bad desires, what you say to him? Go back to Allah. How you go back? How you go back? By repenting. So when that verse came saying repenting, means you want to go to that divine presence, you have to go through istighfar. Awliyaullah, they understood that hikmah, that wisdom. And that's why they, all their tongues they need is always is wet by saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. They are repenting in every moment for their amal. They consider their amal is bad amal, although might be their amal is best. But they seeing themselves so small, nothing in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always in repentance. And that repentance means you are going back. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Him and we are going back to that ocean. بحر القدرة, ocean of power, means I gave you existence in dunya, I gave you a world, but you want to come with your voluntarily, come to me through istighfar. I will bring you to my divine presence. I open for you from my secrets of attributes and names. And that's why awliya Allah, they recognized that wisdom. They came back to Allah through repentance. And Allah opened to them.
Allah, Allah. Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, istighfarun nabi is not like our istighfar. Prophet has no sin.
We have sins. When we repent, we are, Allah is taking away our sins, erasing it. As much as you repent, as much as sins are removed. But for Prophet, Allah is saying to him, wastaghfir, repent to him, ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness for what? Has no sense. Means, ya Muhammad, I gave you that key to ask forgiveness for the ummah. Before you leave this dunya. That's why awliya Allah, they said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before left this dunya, he asked forgiveness on behalf of every person from his ummah, and he didn't leave until Allah has forgiven everyone from his ummah till judgment day. And that's why there is a story that says that, mentioned many times by Grand Sheikh, may Allah sanctify his soul, Sheikh Abdullah Faiz al-Dastani, he said one, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing away, he was wearing a dress, his kameez, his long white dress, and he was sweating. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was passing, was sweating. He called Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali, and he said, when I pass away, you take, after you wash me and pray on me and bury me, take my robe as it is and go to that place. You find one person by the name of Uwais al-Qarani, and you give that to him as a trust. And that trust I will be asking about from him. You go deliver that to him. So you know, when you see someone in front of you, and even a child today, or even a person that he is very near to you, is passing away, what you do? You cry. What you think Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali, when Prophet was telling them that? How much their heart was bleeding that Prophet is leaving them. Because they gave up their lives, they gave up their families, they gave up their children, they gave up their themselves, they gave up their love to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Prophet is telling them that, they were, you cannot explain how much was difficult on their hearts. And Prophet was sweating and sweating and sweating and sweating in that robe. And Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless him, always awliya Allah, they have visions in dreams. Allah revealed to them from Prophet to their hearts, from Prophet heart to their hearts, inspire them understanding hikmah. Because Prophet was sweating a lot, according to Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Hadith of Sahaba. So when Prophet, they bury him, they took, that robe was dropping water, soaking, you say? Soaking. Soak. They took and they went and they found Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani. And he asked them, and I mentioned that before, but mentioned it another time. He asked Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali, when they came to him, they were asking, where is that? Until they found him. And because of his mother said to him, "Ya, oh my son, don't leave me alone and go to Prophet." He never went to Prophet. He believed in Prophet without seeing Prophet. And he never went to make his mother happy. Today, who makes his mother happy? Children cursing their parents when they speak with them. No respect. Children, they think they have more mind, bigger mind than their parents. And Allah said, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Don't say to your parents, father and mother, "Oof," even if they ask you a question. Even they are not Muslims. You cannot say to them, "Oh, too much." No. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't scold them. Do you scold? How many times you scolded your mother and father? All of us here. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And to say to them, قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Very nicely word to them. Make them happy. So you need repentance or not? How many times we need to say Astaghfirullah? Ask. Ask every person here. Let me see one person raising his hand saying that he didn't scold his mother or father. Anyone? No one. So Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani, when she said to him, "Don't go," okay, I'm not going. That is a prophet going to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He listened to his mother. Allah gave him more than he gave many others. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If there will be a prophet after me, Umar will be." But there is no prophet after Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To see how, show you how much was the level of Sayyidina Umar. With all that, they went to Uwais al-Qarani, and Uwais al-Qarani not turning their face to see them. They saw him and he didn't turn his face to look at them. He said, "Ya Umar, give me the trust. What Prophet sending to me?" Oh. Allahu Akbar. How he knew. What Allah gave him means he was there in the presence of Prophet spiritually. That's what we call it in tariqah, in tradition, Sufi tradition, Uwaisiyah. That you can reach without your body being there. You be present through spiritual power. He was able to see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his place without moving physically. From that secret Allah gave to Sayyidina Umar to see his general in command in Damascus when he was fighting, he said, "Ya Sari al Jabal." He was talking to him from Medina to Sham. He inherited from that secret. Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani inherited that secret from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Said, "Ya Umar, give me what is for me." Quickly he gave to him. He took, he kissed, put on his head and on his heart. And it's sucking. Sucking? Sucks. Right? Okay, good. He asked, Ya Umar, how many times you saw Prophet in your life? Oh. Sayyidina Umar surprised from this question. I was with Prophet every day. I was seeing him all the time. He said, no. Everyone was seeing that. When you are describing for me his features, everyone is seeing that. And Sayyidina Ali said, I saw him one time in my life. When I had sickness in my eye. And Prophet called me and he put from his holy saliva on my eye. He said to me, look ya Ali on me from head to my belly. I looked, I saw everything disappeared in this dunya, and I saw the neck of Prophet reaching the arsh. And I was not able to see the head where. Then he said to me, look from my belly and down, I saw Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knees reaching the whole universe, seven earths, and I didn't see after his knees. Then he said, look at me all, I saw everything disappeared, and wherever I turned my face is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Ali, you saw one time. It means Uwais al-Qarani, how many times you saw? So he took that dress, and Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless him, Awliyaullah has been given a secret there, a knowledge, that in the time, that's where we are explaining the surah here, where we arrived, that Prophet ﷺ, when he said, wastaghfir, sabbih bihamdi rabbika, wastaghfir, glorify your Lord and praise Him and ask forgiveness. He was asking forgiveness on behalf of the Ummah. For him, Allah gave him innocence from all sins. He is ma'soom. He is not only protected from sin, but ma'soom, will not commit sin. Sin cannot approach Prophet ﷺ. So he was asking forgiveness on behalf of the Ummah. So every person he was asking forgiveness as if he was the one sweating on his behalf. How you stand in front of a judge, for example, and the judge knows and you know that you have done something bad. And the judge is forgiving you at the end. What you don't sweat, you feel shy from him. Prophet was sweating, feeling shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of that servant, of that abd, asking forgiveness. So he was sweating. On the number, awliya Allah, they say, these sweats are accumulation of drops of sweat, that every drop represents one servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sweat on the number of his ummah, from beginning to end. And he didn't leave dunya without getting response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, fastaghfir, ask forgiveness. On behalf of everyone that Allah has forgiven them. Innahu kana, the continuation of the verse. Innahu kana tawwaba. Innahu kana. It's in past tense, not in present. He said, wastaghfirhu innahu kana tawwaba. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask his forgiveness.
means his forgiveness on behalf of the Ummah. He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. In past tense, he, the one that forgives, means when Prophet ﷺ asked forgiveness in on our behalf, we were not present. Allah forgave us in the past. It already, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Verily he was, Tawwab, forgiver. He forgave us without coming before we are coming here because of Shafa'atul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave him that istighfar. Walau annahum idh
zalamu. Walau annahum idh zalamu anfusahum ja'uka fastaghfiru Allah wastaghfara lahum ar-rasul lawajadu الله توابا رحيما صدق الله العظيم.
When they are oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and they ask forgiveness. So we came, Awliya Allah, they say, individually through our spirits, we came Allah permitted us by request of Prophet ﷺ to come individually in the presence of Prophet with our sins that we are going to do in dunya and asking Allah forgiveness in the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, and Prophet asked on our behalf forgiveness, Allah forgave us. That is Awliya Allah explaining the sweating of Prophet ﷺ. And that hardship that he carried on behalf of his ummah in the presence of Allah when he was giving his 7 breaths out and sweating. Everyone was coming, approaching with all his bad amal, his bad clothes coming. Where to go? Moving left and right, not to know what. 1 step in front, 10 steps back. Spiritually through his soul, and Prophet pulled him, reaching, come, don't worry, I'm going to make shafa'a. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. They are oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. Ask Allah forgiveness. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And Prophet asked forgiveness on their behalf. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah forgiving. And he say here what? إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Verily he is. He forgave them by the shafa'a of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam.
So Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how you are going, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ.
When Allah's help comes and you will conquer and take Makkah back. So you means you are noticing that it's coming and you will see people entering in masses, in groups into Islam. You know then that you have to glorify me first. Then praise me, then ask forgiveness. You cannot come asking forgiveness directly. You have to prepare steps. When you make dua, don't you make your dua like a rigid style of dua. When you present something, a gift, what you do? You wrap it nicely. And now today they make nice wraps and over it a ribbon and a nice flower and they present. It will look nice. So Ya Muhammad, send your dua nicely to me. Teach your ummah to send their dua nicely. Then I will accept. How to go nicely? By glorifying, praising, then dua. And that's why when we make dua, we say Alhamdulillah first. Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalam. Praise be to Allah. So we wrap. Now we have to decorate it. How to decorate your dua? As Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah and His angels are praising Prophet. O Mu'min, praise Prophet. So we praise Prophet to wrap it nicely. Put a ribbon. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. We praising Prophet after saying Alhamdulillah, then we make dua. You cannot jump into the dua directly. Hey, Allah will throw it in your face back. You have to know the protocol. Even in religion, there is protocol, there is etiquette. What you call it, etiquette? Everything has to be nicely presented. That's why when you pray, you have to be nicely wearing Islamic cloth. And that's why we say turban, emphasis on turbans. Turbans are the crown of Muslims. No turbans, no crown. Or hat, covering the head. Going one less. And then entering into prayer. Coming fully Islamic dress. Then entering into prayer, Allah likes that. But not keeping etiquette and protocol in Islam, it's more. They say now today, in modern life, you have to keep the protocol and etiquette. Islam is more sensitive to etiquette and protocol. So Allah is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want to come to me first, glorify and then praise me, then come. By istighfar. And that's why at Fajr time what we recite? Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-azim. Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-azim. Astaghfirullah. We are glorifying and praising. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Glorifying Allah and praising Him. Subhanallah al-azim. Glorifying Him and His greatness. Astaghfirullah. Then Allah forgive you. Then in the second 100, what you recite, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. Then it is accepted. There might be people, they say, well, why we are doing Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah? That's why. Because of Surah An-Nasr. Allah taught us how to come to His door. And in Fajr time, it's the beginning of the day. Means you are beginning your day by glorifying and praising Him and asking forgiveness. And then, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. Innahu kana tawwaban rahima. He is forgiver for sure and He is merciful. That is the secret of Surah An-Nasr. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting Subhanallah wa hamdi Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان. Two words, two parts of a sentence. They are very light on the tongue, very heavy in the scale. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. What we recite in Fajr time 100 times. You know why you are reciting it every day? That's why Awliya Allah, they pick all these different du'as. And present them to their followers. Because they are the means that bring you nearer to His Prophet and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And inshallah, In the next session we'll continue tafsir surat al-Nasr. حرمة الحبيب حرمة الفاتحة.